Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Belboni.
And I'm Jacob Rubin.
I did the introduction this time.
You did, yes. Because I wasn't sure what we were... If you, all right, whatever.
I surprised you. And today is Jacob's last day.
It's true.
It's October 16th.
That's it. I'm quitting for the second time.
He'll be back.
I mean, at this current rate, probably. I'll see you guys in 3 years. No, yeah, my wife and I are moving to L.A.
We're so sad.
I'm not going to be working at the store anymore.
You will be missed.
Yes, so I've heard.
Yeah.
I've told no customers this time. Last time I told a bunch of people.
Yeah.
This time I'm not going to do that because I don't want to look like an idiot twice.
Well, we're going to hopefully still do the podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to try.
Yeah, we could try. Do it remote.
Now it sounds like that's not going to happen.
Right, yeah. I mean, we'll give it a swing. We have Zencaster or Zoom or what have you.
There's lots of things we could use.
Yeah, there's many options. Yeah.
And there's so many comic things to talk about.
Yeah.
Lots of things, including things that came out this week. There's news. There's so much news. It's like... So much news keeps coming out because they're like, please don't abandon movies. Please don't abandon these shows.
Yeah, they really don't want anyone to... They really want people to keep... They have to keep stuff in production because they know that once they get into a lull and once they stop, if everything comes back all at once, it'll just seem like a big bog of stuff. Like, we were talking about... Rob and I were talking about how there's, like, 14 Marvel movies set to come out over, like, a year and a half.
Yeah.
So, like, it's going to be one a month.
Right.
It's going to be like back in the old days with the serials where you show up every week to see what, you know, Batman or Flash Gordon's going to get up to this time.
And they're going to have to lower the price of the movies because people won't be able to afford all of these movies.
And that's also assuming that, like, by the time things are ready to come out, that movie theaters will be 100% safe. I feel like their movie theaters are going to start staggering. Like, it'll be like, now we're doing 10% capacity. Now we're doing 25%, you know, so... I don't know.
That's if all the movie theaters don't shut down before then.
Yeah, Regal shut down.
Yeah, Regal shut down. AMC is hovering on shutting down. Oof. And those are the two biggest, like, theaters besides Cinemark. Cinemark's the only one that I haven't heard about.
Sure.
And then there's still the independent theaters. Maybe they'll all just take over.
Yeah. Hey, that'd be great.
Because they're all being crowdfunded right now. I know I've... put in money on a few of the independent theaters around here, like the Arinda Theater. If you'd like to go help some of these theaters, Landmark, I think, and Arinda are both doing Kickstarters.
That's
right
nice.
Now.
That's cool.
So help your local theaters out. Maybe they'll just take over.
Yeah.
That would be great.
And then we get rid of, like, oh, we got these new cushy seats.
Wait a minute. Let's not get crazy.
No, I'm saying like those gimmicks that, like, the big superplexes do.
Right.
And let's, like, I was thinking about The perfect movie theater, I think, has like four or five screens.
Uh-huh.
They got one big thing. Like, they got, you know, they got a Star Wars or a Marvel or a James Bond or whatever.
Right.
And James Bond isn't even like a top tier franchise anymore.
I mean, they think it is.
Yeah. Oh, they totally think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like, you also have, like, there's a documentary and not like a major big mainstream documentary, not like a Michael Moore documentary, like something, you know, and then you got like a room where they show like shorts. I think that, like, I love the idea that movie theaters could branch out a bit more. And maybe this is the time to do it, to, like, reapproach how entertainment is distributed in theaters. Because now you really have to compete with, I don't have to leave the house.
Yeah, absolutely. And get more theaters that serve alcohol.
Yeah.
Or like
or that do live events like yeah. Mystery Science Theater style riffing nights.
Absolutely.
Or like yeah, like because I mean, admittedly, even though it's nice and convenient to stay in your house, seeing it on a big screen is obviously better.
Yeah.
But you got to get people to see like something unique and different. Like that's what I really love about the Alamo Drafthouse
yep.
does. In addition to like food and beer and full bar. I don't know why I just said beer. But they do like events.
Mm-hmm. And Castro theaters like that.
Yeah,
as
totally.
Well. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe just bring back all of that.
Yeah.
Grand Lake does a lot of events like that too. And they could definitely use help as well, I think, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So support your local theaters, guys. So we read, let's go into comics we read over this last few weeks.
Sure. I want to talk about Three Jokers.
Yes.
But I think we should save that for later because I want to have a spoilerific conversation.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So let's start with something that we don't necessarily feel like spoiling.
Okay.
So you want to do X-Ray?
I'll do X-Ray Robot.
X-Ray Robot, cool. Mike Allred, classic.
Yes, Mike Allred. And this comic, it was crazy. So the number one came out right at the pandemic. It hit, right?
Sure.
And there was a lot of hype about this comic. And then number two just came out the week before last, I think.
Okay. Oh, wow. Big gap. Okay.
Yeah. And it was, like, set to come out just a few weeks after. I don't know what happened. I think Dark Horse just got really kind of messed up, like, during the pandemic. Like, so...
I mean, they're already struggling,
they
right?
They are struggling. They lost all of their licenses.
I mean, Star Wars, Conan, Buffy were all Dark Horse books.
Yeah. Alien, Predator.
Oh, yeah. Where'd they go?
Marvel.
Really? Oh, man, Fox. I must have missed that. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, reportedly... Well, so Marvel is releasing an Alien comic.
Okay.
Comes out.
Are we going to get a Predator versus Guardians of the Galaxy?
It could happen.
That'd be... sick.
I guess. I don't know. I don't want to see a PG-13 Predator movie, though.
Okay. What about Predator versus Punisher?
That could happen.
Yeah.
That would be better.
Or who's Marvel's, like, violent... Does Marvel have a Lobo, like a violent space character?
No.
Really?
Space character?
Yeah, like a violent cosmic hero.
No.
Predator. Okay.
That would be Punisher. He's gone to space.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's like, you know, the ghost Punisher. What is his name?
Yeah. Well, wasn't he Venom for a sec?
I mean, hasn't everyone been Venom at
yeah,
this point?
Yeah, I guess it just passed around.
Yeah, no, I think the Ghost Rider Punisher is the space one. Cosmic.
Oh,
cosmic
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, yeah.
Wait, I thought that's also the Punisher?
Yeah, it's Punisher.
Oh, my. That's Frank
that's
Castle.
Frank Castle.
Oh, my God. That's exhausting.
It's so exhausting. Thanks, Donnie Cates.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the best.
I mean, we don't have to like it.
I mean, apparently he's going to be writing, according to Image, the next Watchmen.
Sure.
Crossover. That's coming out.
Oh, that's yeah. right, yeah.
Reportedly.
This was a press release this week. If anything, the next Watchmen, it's Jupiter's Legacy, because that is a really dope, different take on superheroes.
It is.
But and that's also Image. Why are they saying, like, this isn't the next Watchmen, this is?
Yeah, because, well, that ended.
Oh, sure.
Once it hits
so
Netflix.
Did Watchmen.
I know. Yeah, they never called that the next Watchmen. Well, it never got that big, I guess, so. This one, though, it's going to be big.
I guess.
I don't know. Why do you, I mean, it's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Like, wait till it comes out, and then call the next Watchmen.
There was, this is the only wrestling reference I'll do, but, so with the pandemic and everything, since they had to do all their events with no audience, or like an audience of like screens,
yeah.
They have to figure out a way to hype their shows in different ways, so they did one, Edge versus Randy Orton. They said, this isn't just going to be a match. It's going to be the greatest wrestling match of all time.
Of course.
And that was the branding for the entire pay-per-view, calling it, the main event will be the greatest wrestling match of all time. And what it consisted of was more cinematic cuts to make things look more epic.
Uh-huh.
And they did a bunch of old wrestlers' finishing moves.
No.
Oh my God, he's doing Eddie Guerrero. Oh my God, he's doing Ric Flair. Yeah, that's it. That was it.
No.
And then when it was over, people were like, no, it was good. But don't call it the great... If they hadn't called it the greatest match of all time, it might have gone down as being like...
A really great match.
A highly respected
match.
Because
you hype
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, come on, y'all.
It's like hyping a horror movie before you see the horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, and then you're like, oh, it's going to be so scary. It's going to be so scary. Then you see it and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all right.
If you go into it knowing how tense you're going to be, you pre-tense yourself and then
right.
there's no way you meet that tension.
It's like when I saw Us. I was really excited to see
Us. Sure. Because it was the second Jordan Peele.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I went into it. And also, that trailer, whoever edited the trailer for Us, mm-hmm. was a masterful trailer editor. I don't know what they're called.
probably just trailer editor, right?
Right? I guess so, yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, and so good. And then I went and saw that movie, and it's a decent horror movie, sure. I think. I'm not going to, like, downgrade it to shitty, but mm-hmm. it wasn't that scary.
Well,
the
trailer
was scary.
Right.
They should have got that editor.
Sophomore slump. That's,
yeah.
And like, wasn't it less about, social tension?
Yeah.
It was kind of more, like, I haven't seen it, but from what I understand, it basically, like, the main family is black.
Right.
But their race is, again, not having seen it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, their race isn't really necessary to the plot, whereas Get Out was entirely about race.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more about, it still has, like, social stuff in it and social cues, but it's not, I guess I could spoil it now. It's been out for
I'm planning on seeing it at some point.
Okay, then I will not spoil it.
Okay, cool, yeah. I do want to see it. I've just been putting it off. I don't know.
It's on HBO right now.
I can't watch horror movies with my wife anymore. We watched Midsommar, and she was like, we're done. No more horror anything.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good one to watch.
And we also just got to episode 3 of The Boys. I don't know if you remember what happens at the end of episode 3 of The Boys.
I sure do.
And she's like, we're not going to watch this anymore.
Wait, was that the dolphin thing?
No, that was the thing with Popclaw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It gets worse in season 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I was giggling like an idiot, mm-hmm. but I guess I'm a sociopath. and she was like, so we're going, we were...
I can't believe you had her watch The Boys.
Well, so we watched the first one, and I was like, this is kind of gory. And I read the comics, and I knew the comics were kind of gory. But I think the story is really interesting. And she has said that even though she doesn't really go for superhero stuff, she thinks it's really... a really cool, compelling story, and she does want to know what happens.
Right.
So what I think my homework is I have to watch the show and then say, yada, 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 skip the gross part, then a horrible thing happens, and then et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah. Well, while we're on the set, we'll get back to the comic in a second, but we're on the subject of TV shows to watch.
Sure.
I'm watching a great show on Hulu, which you might like, actually. It's not too violent. Mm-hmm. It's called Monsterland.
Okay.
And talk about compelling stories. So at first when I saw... the name of this show, I was like, oh, like Monsterland.
Right.
Terrible title, right?
It's like Zombieland or Adventureland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think
Facebook Land.
What's Facebook Land?
That's the third Jesse Eisenberg movie. That closes out the trilogy. Zombieland, Adventureland, Facebook Land.
Do they kill him in it? He finally dies!
Has Jesse Eisenberg ever died in a movie? This is a great question.
No.
Because Lex Luthor lived,
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a time when his character died. Mm-mm. I didn't see Zombieland 2.
I did. He lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Wild. Anyway, yes.
It's a good trivia question, though. I think...
I was so excited to see him get eaten by either the squid or the whale. It doesn't happen.
Solid. Also forgot he was in that.
That was like his first thing. Da-da-da!
Good sound effect for that. So Monsterland started on Hulu a few weeks ago. I thought it was just going to be like a standard horror anthology.
Right.
But it's actually a very serious show that deals with very serious issues, including like schizophrenia.
Mm.
Well, there's like one demon possession show, but it's really about like fracking.
Okay.
Yeah, which is crazy, right?
That's all right.
I know.
You know, I've been wanting a take like that on fracking.
Yeah. Who knew, right? Yeah.
I don't really know what it is. Fracking. I know that it's bad. And I know that it's bad that a lot of people are saying that they're in favor of it. I know that Mark Ruffalo hates it.
Yeah. Good.
And I know that it causes earthquakes, which to me is like crazy.
It's oil drilling.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why is it called fracking?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know what, I mean, fracking into the ocean. Fracking.
Okay.
I don't know.
I just think
of Battlestar Galactica whenever
I hear
it. Yeah,
me too. Yeah. So I would imagine it's a somewhat new term, so I can't really consider the fact that it's not related.
No.
So I think they said fracking in the original Battlestar in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I believe.
It might have been something else.
We're going to have Battlestar people be like, well, guess what?
Well, I would love any level of listener interaction.
That's true,
so if you want to get at us about being wrong about Battlestar.
Yeah,
the final season was good. Come at me, flamers.
I I also liked the final season, except for the last episode. I'm so confused about it.
I watched the first two episodes of the final season and then it stopped.
Well, then how can you say that?
Because I know that people hated it.
Oh. Come at us,
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah.
Do we have any? I don't know. Sometimes people say things.
I mean, last episode... Yeah, it was last episode. I said that I thought Solo was better than the prequels.
Oh, yeah, nobody said
that. Oh, no, I said, I said I thought the prequels were better than Solo. My mistake. And I thought that that would elicit a reaction from someone besides you. But you're the only one who listens to me on this show because you have to record it with me.
That's true. I elicited a response.
Right.
One day. what was it? Oh, Monsterland. Anyways.
Right.
It's a good show.
It's good. Okay.
It's really, really good. It's very, very... I guess there's been a lot of people like bagging on it because it's not like scary enough. And I was like, they deal with pedophilia. That's not scary.
That's like a different kind of scary,
though. It's really, but it is. It's like monsters and pedophilia.
Like, I'll watch creepy stuff. I don't really love excessive gore. Like, part of what I like about The Boys is that it's so cartoonish that I can sort of separate myself from it.
Yeah.
But I don't really like realistic gore. And I really don't like stuff happening to kids. Like, I watched the first season of Broadchurch. Did you watch Broadchurch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. And, like, it was very good, compelling television. I really wanted to know what happened. But then, I mean, it's about a child murder.
Yeah.
And then when I got to the end, I was like, that's not satisfying. That's just creepy, and I feel worse for having...
Right.
So that's a line that I don't really want to...
Yeah. I mean, it's just one... Well, the good thing about the show is just one episode, because it's an anthology, right?
Of course.
So it's one episode, and they deal with it very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it in a gross... I mean, it's gross, obviously, gross subject, and but they deal with it in a very good way, and in a very mature way,
right?
You know? It's not just like, ugh, gore, and ugh, kids are getting, you know, whatever. But, yeah, so I highly recommend it, and even though it is going to make your skin crawl... in a different kind of horrible way.
Right.
And again, the subject matter is very harsh. I think everyone should watch it and just deal with those emotions.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the comics.
I'm not screwing around on my phone. I'm taking notes of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm putting them in a message to you. So if I accidentally hit send, you'll just know what we're talking about.
Well, hopefully I turned my volume off.
Okay. Great. Let's talk. So X-Men Robot. Yeah.
X-Men Robot.
So this is like, I mean, just by title and art alone, this seems like peak Michael Red weirdness.
It is. And I really loved the first issue. This second issue, there's so much Mike All Red weirdness in it, just in the text alone. Yeah. And the art's amazing.
I mean, he's always been great. I love when he does this thing where, to show movement, he has like ghost images.
Yeah.
Of other, like, he did that a lot in X-Force X-Statics.
Yeah, and crazy psychedelic panels.
Yeah.
It just gets a little clogged with his, like, over-explaining of the different, like, dimensions that these people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the premise is a scientist has created a robot that can travel into different dimensions. He ends up, by accident, transferring his brain into the robot. The robot travels to another dimension. Bad things happen, dimensions get split, and then he ends up taking his entire team into all different dimensions. This is what's kind of crazy about it. It, like, splits off, and they have to, like, save the world from an evil that's coming from one of the dimensions.
That's cool.
Yeah. But it gets a little messy in issue two. I still like it, but it maybe needs a little, like, editing.
Yeah.
You know? That's number two, and I do recommend it, but it does, like I said, you're going to need, like, maybe a second read on it.
Right.
Oh, and it does have these great 3D.
Oh, cool. But you got to get your...
You got your own 3D glasses. Why doesn't it come with 3D glasses?
BYO 3D glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they'll do that eventually.
Which we actually have here. So you just maybe pick up a pair of glasses from us, and then you can read the back pages.
Oh, so this guy gets... Okay, I don't want to get into the... But there is some freaky... kind of body horror stuff in this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because there's two robots. There's, like, one robot that's, like, still stuck in the lab, and then there's one robot that has his brain, and then there's the guy that initially gave the brain to the robot. It gets very confusing.
Sure. So. I mean, I remember buying, because I heard that Madman was, like, one of the best things ever, and that was, like, the, you know, If you, I'd already read X-Force and X-Statics, and I found it, like, you know, comprehensible, because that's Peter Milligan.
Right.
And I was like, I wonder what Mike Allred's like when he's taken off the leash, and I read that whole book, and I couldn't tell you what happened. Right. It was just like, the art was cool, the concepts were really dazzling, and it was, like, you know, funny, because he's, like, a zombie sort of dude. But, like, I have no idea what happened in that comic.
Yeah. I know. I loved X-Force when it first came out, but I don't remember.
Oh, I'm talking about Madman.
Oh, Madman. Okay, not X-Force.
Oh, no. X-Force and X-Statics are, like, it's a commentary on superhero as celebrity. Like, it sort of...
Yeah.
It predates... I think it totally predates the Boys. The Atomics
is nuts. I mix them all up, because they're very similar, too.
Yeah. And, like, he loves his lightning bolts.
Oh, yeah.
His, like, stylized lightning bolt designs, and his, not super developed female characters who are in love with monsters that are still kind of cute and have these like kissable lips.
Right. Same thing in like iZombie.
Yeah. or even his Bowie book, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. That book is great, though.
It is really great. His Bowie memoir is fantastic. Yeah.
What did you read?
I read Rorschach, the new Rorschach. So Tom King is on a hot streak at this moment.
He really is.
After doing, Vision, which is one of the books we talk about a lot, both in the store and on this podcast. The Mr. Miracle book, which I haven't read yet, but I heard is great.
It's really good.
Strange Adventures is happening right now, and that's the one DC book that I'm very consistently paying attention to. And then this is his newest one for DC Black Label about Rorschach, about the Watchmen character. This is the first time, but if you ignore before Watchmen, that a Watchmen character has had their own solo series.
Yeah.
And it's not about, I'll just say this, it's not really about Walter Kovacs.
Okay.
It takes place in modern day. The very first page, Rorschach is shot and killed.
Okay.
And then we pan out and realize that he's attending a political rally for someone named Turley, who is running for president or just became president or just got elected president or something.
Turley,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then it's from that point on, it's a detective story. Rorschach was not alone when he was killed on this scaffolding above this event, where there's hundreds and hundreds of people. He's with a woman who's kind of just like a cowboy wearing a domino mask, kind of a Lone Ranger look.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's all the detective doing forensics and trying to figure out what happened and like talking about this guy's Rorschach mask. It was just bought at a Halloween store. It takes place in the Watchmen universe, but like all Watchmen sequels, ignores everything except the Alan Moore comic.
Okay.
So it doesn't talk about the HBO show, doesn't acknowledge the events of before Watchmen, anything. It's just entirely its own thing.
Okay.
And this guy is, this isn't really a spoiler.
Okay.
But in the interview in the back of the book, he says that, Tom King says that his approach to Rorschach is, he thinks, because he's the Question.
Right.
He's a Steve Ditko type character.
Right.
A is A, black is white, objectivism. And they get into Steve Ditko nitty-gritty weirdness. Like they talk about, as I'm reading it, I'm just like, oh, this, they're alluding to, like, this character has like a Steve Ditko view of the world,
right?
And then they do explicitly say it's not Walter Kovacs. No one's seen Walter Kovacs. No one's seen Rorschach since he was busted out of jail and then disappeared. Because I would imagine that the world doesn't know what happened,
right?
They talk about Robert Redford being president.
Okay.
Because that was another thing in the HBO show, but also mentioned in the comic. But yeah, it's really cool. The art's great. It's kind of Dave Gibbons-y.
It is.
But it doesn't do the 9-panel layouts. It's not trying to just be more Watchmen.
Right.
And yeah, I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. It was a big seller this week.
Cool.
I'm really excited about it too. Yeah. Definitely check it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it. Hopefully when I get home today.
Also, new Strange Adventures this week. It's officially half over, issue 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow-moving book, but I really like... I feel like this is something... If you're reading it month-to-month, fantastic. But when you get the whole book, when it's all collected in one big 12-chapter book, then you'll just burn through it really fast, and it'll be amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, should we get into... Oh, actually, real quick, before we get into Three Jokers.
Right.
Katie Skelly is one of my favorite graphic novel writers right now. She just put out a new book called Maids from Fantagraphics. I haven't read the whole thing yet, but it's basically a French crime book about two maids who, in 1933, who will basically murder everyone in the house.
Okay.
That they are serving.
Dope.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. Her other books, My Pretty Vampire, and Agent 33, I think it's called. Yeah. Were fantastic. Her art is very different, really cool.
Oh, I like how it's, like, simple, but... Yeah. Very evocative. Oh, mm-hmm. That's creepy. Holding. I also don't like eye stuff.
Yeah.
Bloody, but like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, still pretty sparse.
Yeah.
Line work. Yeah.
It's really good. So, also recommend
a, that really, that comic week. Really shows a lot about how much a colorist can do and how much story they can convey.
Yeah. And that's she does all the work on it.
Okay, cool.
She did this book in a year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So she did entire thing in a year, which is pretty good. It's a cool. lot of pages. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into Three Jokers.
All right. So spoilers incoming for the first two issues of Three Jokers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three Jokers.
There's three Jokers. The comedian.
Right.
Right.
The criminal and the clown.
Criminal and the clown. Yeah.
And I believe that the comedian is the one who killed Jason Todd. No.
No.
The clown's the one that killed Jason Todd. And then the comedian's the one who shot Barbara Gordon.
Correct.
And the criminal, it's not really clear if he's done anything like important and specific, but he is absolutely the leader of this little unit.
Right.
So does that mean...
Wait, is he the one who rips his face off?
I don't think they're acknowledging that, Joker. Okay. I thought they might. I remember thinking that this was going to be... That the Jokers would be a bit more distinct from one another.
Yeah.
Because, like... Aside from the one, I like if you drew them side by side, I don't think I'd be able to tell you which one's the comedian and which one's the clown. I absolutely know which one's the criminal because he doesn't smile. It hurts him to laugh, as we find out in issue two.
Right.
But there's not really, he seems like the most like distinct and different.
One has a really pointy chin, is what I noticed. I was like trying to look at them. There's like one.
Oh, you're looking at book one right now. Toward the end.
They show all of
that's
them.
That's the one who shot Barbara Gordon because he's wearing mm-hmm. the like... The hat and the Hawaiian shirt from Killing Joke.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get pretty specific.
But I don't know. Oh, yeah, and then he wears that for the rest of the...
Yeah.
For the rest of the comic, to, mm-hmm, mainly, mm-hmm. to really make him tell apart.
Yeah.
I think the comedian is the one with the chin. No, the clown.
No, the clown's the one with the chin. Is it in book one? Or
and then the clown's the one who gets killed.
Yes, the clown is the one who gets killed.
By Jason Todd.
Right. So, yeah, it's... Well, there's a few things I have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really enjoyed when I sat down. I read them both back to back, and I was very compelled by the story.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, so big spoilers. So the story's pretty simple. There's three Jokers. They're going on a murderous rampage, as three Jokers probably would, right?
Yeah, totally. But this is the first time that they've done anything explicitly making it known that there are three of them.
Correct.
As opposed to every other Batman comic where they've existed and Batman just assumed there was one Joker. Yeah,
right. They end up, Barbara and Jason and...
Red Hood.
Red Hood.
Who's famous for wearing a mask over his mask.
Right.
I don't understand it.
I mean, it's a blackout.
Yeah. It's a little domino mask, a little Robin mask.
Yeah.
But then he also has the helmet over. I guess he takes off the helmet sometimes when he's fighting, so he wants to keep his identity protected, even though I'm pretty sure everyone he fights knows who he is.
A lot of time it falls off.
The helmet?
Yeah.
Sure.
People like hit it, and if I'm like, that's a shitty helmet, first of all. Why does it keep falling off your face? Shouldn't it be like attached? Anyways. Also gets hot under there, maybe.
Sure, but I think that's where he gets like his... He can, like, talk to... I guess Oracle's not a thing anymore, but, like, he can access radio signals, and he's got all his, like, tech in there, whereas Batman just has it in his cowl, and I guess Batgirl does, too.
Yeah. So she has, like, an earpiece.
Yeah.
Right.
Did they talk... I think they talk in this about how she can... She was Oracle.
Yes.
And now she can walk again.
Yes. They definitely talk about
that. Lazarus Pit? What happened?
No. That's a good question.
I think they talk about that in book two. Here, I'll look at book two. Also, they've been...
She did have a doctor, because, they do talk about it in this, it's in book two with Jason, and they're like, she has all of those books, and she talks about how she did so much training and to get herself better. Definitely not Lazarus Pit, I don't think. Surgery?
Maybe. I don't know, when she...
Magic? Zatanna?
There's one moment that made me groan audibly when I read it, when she and Jason are, it's sort of the beginning of issue two. When she and Jason are recovering somewhere and they smooch.
Oh, I was going to get into that. That is my biggest problem with the entire book.
So stupid.
I was like, oh, a man wrote this book.
Yeah.
Because that would never, ever happen. Ever. Barbara would not kiss Jason Todd. Like, maybe he tries to kiss her because he's feeling, you know, emotionally abandoned. I could see that. But then I feel like she would definitely push him away. She'd be like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
Why did she kiss him? Like, we don't need to have romance in this. Like, you guys were almost just killed, first of all. Like, and he just shot somebody in the head.
That was totally some, like, 50-year-old white male editor, like, well, I think in this moment they should kiss each other.
It was literally Jeff Johns.
You think it was Jeff Johns?
For sure.
Yeah.
He's not having somebody edit this book.
Well, okay, yeah, I guess if it's Jeff Johns, that's really the only person who would do it. Like, it just seems so fanficky and, like, weird and, like, I don't know.
Gross.
Also, Nightwing's is in book one, but he doesn't show up again later, right?
No. And Nightwing's in here?
And Damian, I think, is dead right now or missing or something. Damian's not around.
Well, because this isn't canon.
Oh.
This is its own universe.
What?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like Killing Joke, and that there was like a separate miniseries that would eventually get reflected. Because there's nothing in here that goes against anything happening in the comics, aside from the fact that, because they introduced the concept of the three Jokers in a mainstream book years ago.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure this Jeff Johns said this was like its own thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is kind of like, meh.
Well, that could be like, again, like Killing Joke. It's like, let's put this out, and then if it works, then let's incorporate it into the main continuity.
It could be something like that, yeah.
But I think the idea of having there be three guys who were all the Joker, maybe they all started, we don't know how they came together. Maybe it was like a guy got to, like, the original Joker criminal got two guys to continue doing Joker when he couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
Maybe they were all copying each other and then decided to team up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows?
Right.
I hope we find out in the third and final issue.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of stuff needs to happen in that third and final issue.
Mm-hmm.
Also, bringing back Gaggy, which I thought was hilarious.
Gaggy.
The little dude, the little jester.
Oh, is he a thing from earlier Batman comics?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like I think he might have only been one or two issues. But yeah, he was like the little jester that Joker would bring out. And then they kill him.
Sure.
With a giant shark. A giant shark eats him.
Great.
But I think it's pretty funny. So when Jason Todd shoots Joker in the head,
mm-hmm.
right? They're just like, oh my God, Jason, I can't believe you did that. Like, you're such a horrible person. But they have Gaggy get eaten by a shark, and they're like, it's fine.
Well, Jason shoots the glass, and then the shark eats Gaggy, but he didn't.
Right.
That's not him doing it. It's like,
I'm
not going to kill you, but that doesn't mean I have to save you.
I guess.
Yeah.
But they did it intentionally. He intentionally shoots the glass.
I guess.
I mean, he definitely kills more than one person in this comic.
Yeah. Well, that's what sets him apart. He's he's a Robin. He's not a Batman, but he's a Robin who kills people.
Right. So, I mean, no one should be surprised that he shoots Joker.
Yeah.
They're all like,
he's already, and I think up to this point, he's already killed a bunch of people in his own comics, right? So, like, how come Batman's like, once you killed the Joker, you could never go back? Right. Nah, man, that's like,
what he does.
He kills people all the time, and he just killed the worst person.
Yeah.
That doesn't make him worse for killing. All right.
Also, they're really bad at following instructions. Batman's like, make sure you search him. Like, search everything.
Sure.
And then they don't. He has acid spraying out of his flower. It's like,
yeah.
It's the Joker! Do what he says!
It's all gags, yeah.
Which is funny. I do like that.
Yeah, I like that when they throw back. Yeah, when they do, because, like, I think that, not to say that, I mean, Dark Knight was a fantastic movie, but I think that they got rid of the Joker doing gags.
Yeah.
I like the exploding playing cards and the acid flowers and the joy buzzers and the guns that have the bang flag and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why Jack Nicholson, I think, is still my favorite.
Because he did that stuff.
He did that, yeah.
He wore the purple suit and, yeah, and also his disfigurement was not face paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they talk about that, too,
mm-hmm.
in this book, is him falling into the, what is it, Axiom, right? To the vat of acid, basically.
Oh, yeah, in the playing card factory or whatever.
Yeah.
And also, I think that it's very cool, this has probably been touched on by other writers in other comics at different times, but that the Joker in the second chapter explicitly says, why did you become the Red Hood if you didn't want to become the Joker? The Joker was the Red Hood before he became the Joker, so.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still kind of wondering,
weird tribute to the guy who killed him.
Is Red Hood the Joker? Robin going to be one of
them? Jason Todd?
Yeah. Is he a Joker?
That'd be crazy. That'd be rad if they were like, we've taken the character Jason Todd as far as we can.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have him be the new
Joker.
Yeah. The other two die. Or maybe not. Maybe like the criminal lives. Or even both of them. And now he's the third because he killed one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be
interesting,
that'd be nuts
for sure.
And then what happens at the very end just seems like they're throwing in all these things. Mm-hmm. Joe Chill is in this extensively.
Yeah, and he's escaped, right?
Right, or he. Someone,
oh no, he. They.
Someone breaks him out.
Someone breaks him out, yeah. And they do find him. He was like attached. He was on life support, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always hated when they did that. Joe Chill is the joke. Because they tried to do that several times. Joe Chill was the Joker.
Oh, well, then there's the Tim Burton movie.
Tim Burton, yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Which, I didn't like that either. Because it...
I love the idea that Joe Chill is just a guy.
Yeah, me too.
He did one bad... Same as Spider-Man, the burglar.
Yeah.
It's just a guy.
Just a guy. He did one bad thing. Yeah. And Batman has to hunt him, but...
Having it turn out to be in Spider-Man 3, they were like, it was Sandman. Yes. Flint Marko did
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, don't do that. Yeah. Or Batman never finds out who he is. You know, I like that.
Too. Oh, yeah, that works too. I could go either way. When I was first started reading comics as a kid, I was like, no, she'd never find out. It should be like an unsolved mystery.
Yeah.
But then I sort of like the idea that, no, it's over. He's in prison, but that doesn't mean that this kind of thing can't happen again. So that.
Yeah. I like it that it's an unsolved mystery.
Okay.
It should never be solved because he has to be like haunted by it forever.
I guess that, but then that sort of implies that. Every time he does something, every time he's fighting a criminal, he's sort of secretly hoping that it's the criminal who killed his parents.
Yeah.
Whereas if that is tied up, then that's not the psychosis of Bruce Wayne anymore. The psychosis of Bruce Wayne is I have to purge the world of evil and criminals.
That's true, yeah.
And
it's
like
either side.
Yeah, yeah, and so then he could potentially become re-emboldened by the death of Jason Todd, the crippling of Robert Gordon, the death of Leslie Tompkins, all the other horrible things that happen in his life that are kind of his fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Caused by his psychosis.
Right. But I do like the idea that, like, no, man, Joe Chill's over. We solved it. Mm-hmm. We took care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts was the army of Jokers that come out of the pool.
Right.
In the second issue. Very haunting, very scary.
Very
I thought
creepy.
They were mannequins, like, yeah. at first in a pool, and then they all just come out and attack Jason Todd.
That's one thing we don't really see, we haven't really seen in any of the adapted media, the laughing gas being weaponized like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think in the Tim Burton movie, it just kills people.
Yeah, it does.
Which is the OG use, yeah, so that's, yeah. that's solid. But then every other cinematic depiction of the Joker, he doesn't use it.
Yeah. Definitely should be used. Because I think they actually mix it with the fear toxin in the comic now.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
So it doesn't just kill people right away. It just makes them crazy.
That's what I predicted.
Yeah.
As a kid when, as a young adult, when Batman Begins, when they were like the next villain after Batman Begins to be the Joker, it's like, oh, so to do the laughing gas, they'll take the fear gas and they'll like do something to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure. Great.
Perfect.
Put in and mix it with Mr. Freeze too, so you're really cold, and mix it with Bane so it's like Venom.
Oh god, no.
Yeah. Just make like the anti-bat super drug.
Perfect. Wait, so they're gonna be cold too?
Okay, maybe drop the Mr. Freeze part. But the Bane part, I like that.
Yeah, the Bane part's pretty good.
Yeah. Mix it with Catwoman's blood so you have 9 lives.
No! It's gonna be so hard to kill them.
Or Poison Ivy. No, that one actually makes sense.
That one makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Batman has to fight all of his villains in one person.
That's actually a good plot.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone who, like, is... I guess it's a combination of Joker gas, Scarecrow gas, Poison Ivy toxin something, and yeah. Bane's venom.
And Catwoman.
It's all put in Catwoman.
It's all put in Catwoman.
Yeah.
Perfect, and then he has to marry her at the end.
Okay, actually, let me ask you this, because Catwoman's one of your all-time faves.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that she should be a straight-up good guy?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that she's got to have... Like, she's had a solo book forever.
Yeah.
I mean, like... I think that she needs to be a villain most of the time.
Yeah.
More than 50% of the time.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do that anymore.
No. Yeah, she's too good right now.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
It's not like she's, like, Justice League good.
No. She's not. Well, she's never in the Justice League.
There's one time she teams up with
well,
them.
Well, she does. I mean,
that
I can
think of, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But she's not, like, in the Justice League book
right.
ever. I mean, if anything, she should be in Justice League Dark.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Or, like, one of the sort of... Because does she have powers ever?
No, she doesn't have powers.
Okay.
That's just in the Tim Burton movie.
This is
but I did like that.
It was a neat twist.
It was a neat twist.
And they don't really explain why it happened. Right?
Those cats! Okay. Fucking mutant cats!
That doesn't really... All right, sure.
Maybe they also fell in that vat of acid. I don't know. That acid does a lot of weird things.
Joker cats!
Joker cats!
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And we're back.
Yay.
Yay. So we're just reading up on all of the crazy news. There's big news from DC. Crash Bandicoot. No, that's not it.
Okay. Put him in Smash Brothers, damn it. I didn't draft him for my Smash Bros. Fantasy draft, but still.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I haven't won anything yet.
Boo.
Yeah.
Wait, don't you get characters for your draft no matter what? Because it's a draft?
No, no. So me and I got 14 friends, and we drafted, each person drafted 6 characters who aren't in Smash Brothers or weren't at the time to try to guess who would be coming out as DLC.
Oh, I thought you meant you drafted friends.
Very good. My number one pick was Rayman. I felt really good about that.
That's cool.
Yeah. And one person has predicted both new characters so far. Uh-huh. He's made $50.
$50?
Yeah, we all put money down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. I won $50. I won $35 in poker the other day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nobody ever thinks that I'm good at poker.
Sure.
Guess what? I am.
I'm sure you'd be good at poker.
Yeah.
We've never played. Have we played games at all together? Ever?
I don't think so. I know, right? Now you're leaving.
Yeah, now I am leaving. I designed a game.
Yeah, and I've never played that.
Man.
I know.
Jesus. You didn't buy one.
I didn't buy one. What am I going to play a wrestling card game?
It's a two-player game. You live with your husband.
Yeah, he doesn't even like playing the games I bring home.
All right, fair enough.
These escape room games that are really fun. I'm like, let's play this. And we played like the little tutorial
The ones
part.
We have here, yeah.
Yeah. Super fun, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, that's fun. I was like, can we play it? And he's like, yeah, tomorrow. That was 6 months ago.
Right. I remember you bought one, or I lent you one.
Yeah.
The one that I bought here.
Really excited to play that.
Yeah.
I'm still really excited to play that.
That's the, like, creepy monster under the bed one, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's freaky. That one's cool.
Yeah. Boo.
There's one point where you're not allowed to talk with the people you're playing with.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Cool.
They have no way of judging whether or not you talk, but...
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Our future state.
Yeah. All right. This new event. They're doing another... DC 1 million or whatever.
Convergence.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Well, Convergence was like, let's go back to all the old eras.
Right. And there wasn't there like Future and Golden?
You're talking about like the Telos stuff?
Yeah.
I thought Telos was just from a different Earth, like a different realm.
I don't know. No one remembers Convergence because it was so bad.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
It had such fun ideas, but you couldn't tell what was important and what wasn't.
It was a big failure. That's what it was.
And then they had the audacity to give Telos a solo series ongoing, not a limited series. And it's like, nobody likes this character.
Nobody. Where's that series now?
It got canceled after like less than 6 issues.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, so, like, but like, what the hell were they thinking?
I don't know.
Such a bad idea.
Yeah, all of Convergence was a huge DC failure, which they followed up with Rebirth.
Sure, bring back everything that you miss.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to try again, I guess. Slotted for January.
Mm-hmm.
Future States artist lineup, which is actually okay. Pretty good writers and artists. Mariko Tamaki, Brian Michael Bendis, Gene Yang, Joelle Jones, Joshua Williamson, Nicola Scott. A lot of older DC artists are coming back for this.
Gene Yang?
Yeah, Gene Yang.
Doing art?
I don't know if he's doing art, but he's definitely writing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Gene Yang has... I mean, they put him on a number of high-profile books already. I wouldn't be surprised if he was writing. But if they put his art...
Oh, yeah. That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
I know. I doubt they're going to do that.
Yeah.
So, in Gotham, Bruce Wayne is dead.
Sure.
A new Batman will step up, which everyone usually hates, so...
Unless it's Terry McGinnis. Voiced by the dumb older brother from Boy Meets World.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What was his name?
The actor?
Yeah.
Will Friedle.
No. In the show.
Eric?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
He's got the... The 90s hair.
The 90s, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas hair.
Yeah, totally.
He and the best friend, I don't remember the name of the character, but Ryder Strong.
Right.
Had Strong. The same haircut.
Yeah.
Like, and the only way I could tell them apart as a child was by their height. So they're both sitting down. I was like, I don't know who Corey's talking to.
Okay, so new Batman.
Right.
John Kent steps into the boots of Superman after his father is exiled into space.
Oh, yeah. John Kent's been a thing in the comics for a while.
Yeah. But now he's all grown up.
Is Lois his mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Lois is his mom. And in the Amazon, New Wonder Woman is chosen by the gods. I didn't know gods chose Wonder Woman, but apparently that's what happened.
Yeah, they imbued the clay girl to make Wonder Woman.
But there's so many different versions of Wonder Woman.
What, I mean, aren't they all, she was made of clay, like a dreidel?
No.
Okay.
Like a dreidel.
Like a dreidel.
She's Jewish.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
That's a new version. We just made it up.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman the Jew.
Yeah.
This... this potential...
Finally, a Jewish Wonder Woman.
Finally! My parents will be so proud.
The Star of David's a W. Yeah.
Definitely. I was just thinking about Gail Gadot. We'll just skip that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she's Israeli.
She's Israeli, yeah.
And she recently got cast as Cleopatra, which is incorrect.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is it a new Cleopatra movie?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know if it's called, I think it's called Cleopatra. It's a, you know, it's a new movie about it. And like,
didn't they try to do that with Angelina Jolie?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Is there a movie called Alexander?
Maybe.
There is.
Okay.
Okay.
Just cast a black woman as Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Right. I know. God damn it. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
anyway.
Probably going to give her like the Egyptian eyes, like the thing where they put the lines like they do in the illustration, and yeah. Like where they give her the eyeliner with the distinctive.
Like the cat eyes, like yeah. I'm wearing right now.
It's
close.
That's this is a lot from. More like horizontal.
Right.
You know, like the art yeah, and yeah. Like in tombs and stuff.
Like the hieroglyphics?
Hieroglyphics, thank you.
All right.
Well, that refers to an alpha, like a literal, like a writing style, not the art. Anyway, never mind.
Yes, it does. Hieroglyphics is also the art.
It's both.
It's both.
I thought a hieroglyphics was like, you know.
I mean, that's what their
hawk
writing
means
is.
A, snake means J, water means M.
No.
I vaguely know this.
Okay.
Because yeah. My dad does it.
He writes in hieroglyphics?
He knows how to do it. Yeah, he took a class. And now, like, at very end, this is...
He took one class 30 years ago. He's an expert.
He took a class. It was when he was in college, so it was a whole semester.
And it was 60 years
he ago. Retained... Yeah, 60 years. Actually, you're not far off. he's 72 years old. But he took a class, and he retained how to write people's names in ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My mom knows Elvish.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Similar, honestly.
Similar,
like,
really
I'm, not even,
do,
like
yeah.
I'm not even, like, I'm not even, like... Yeah, no, it's the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways.
Anyway.
Excuse me. All right, so the beginnings of the future seems to have... Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip that. So Batman, going back to Batman. The Bat family, this is all anybody cares about.
Sure.
Nick Darrington is going to be the artist on Batman. He's pretty great.
Yeah, I've seen art...
He did Doom Patrol with Gerard Way.
Yeah, I've seen some of the art that came out of that.
Yeah.
He's like... promotional art for this Batman thing. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Really dynamic.
So, yeah. So there's going to be some good writers. I don't know. I'm not sold on revamping all of the future of DC. But
I mean, it's just this future for now, you know?
I know. But, like, whenever they do this, it's usually a huge failure.
Yeah. Like, well, here's the question.
Yeah.
Because we already have one long-running series that takes place entirely in the future, Legion of Superheroes.
Right.
And whenever they
oh,
do
they're
some,
gonna be in this too.
I'm sure. Yeah. They can't do stuff in the future and not incorporate the Legion because they're like so important. They mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. a lot of like didn't they introduce oh yeah in JSA they had the JSA fight Mordred.
Right.
Who then was like but like young Mordred before he fought the Legion and everything. Yeah,
right.
they gotta have the Legion in there.
Yeah. Let's see. It says right here. Okay. Oh, Nicole Scott's doing Nightwing, which I think is really cool.
Cool.
Due to his involvement in the international crisis happening in the near future, Clark Kent has been rejected by Earth, causing him to focus his life-saving efforts outside his adopted home. He travels to Warworld to rise through the ranks of gladiatorial combat in order to defeat Mongol with the help of some unlikely heroes back in Metropolis. Oh, sorry. Back in Metropolis, Clark's son, John, has taken on the mantle of Superman after seeing the horrors that befell Gotham. He bottles Metropolis in order to keep it safe.
Like Brainiac.
Like Brainiac.
Ooh.
Putting him at odds with Supergirl. That's actually a pretty good storyline.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because that is a wrinkle of Brainiac's, like, he's preserving these cities. Without Brainiac running around shrinking cities, we wouldn't have the Bottle City of Kandor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's kind of a good thing.
Yep. Friend of the store, Michael C. Conrad and Becky Cloonan will be doing a Midnighter and Wonder Woman stories in an anthology series.
Midnighter and Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's really cool.
Like a team-up book.
Like a team-up book, I guess, yeah.
Neat.
I think it's going to be a different Wonder Woman, obviously.
So it's not Midnighter from The Authority.
It is Midnighter from The Authority.
Oh, same dude.
Same dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he had his own series for a while, too. They kept canceling it.
DC's so. Highest profile gay character?
Yeah, I would say so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's Apollo? Is he dead or just they aren't using him or whatever?
I think he's still around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they keep canceling his series, which is
I recall that they got a divorce.
I think they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First gay wedding in superhero comics.
It is.
I think.
Marguerite Bennett and Marguerite Savage are going to be doing Superwoman.
It's too many Marguerites on one book.
It is too many Marguerites, but it'll have beautiful art.
Right.
So they're spending quite a pretty penny on these series. These are a lot of high-profile like artists and writers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any Jeff Johns?
No Jeff Johns. He's
terrific news.
Busy doing other things, like all of the DC shows, like that Green Lantern show that's coming up.
Oh, yeah, on HBO, right?
HBO, yeah. I mean, yeah. The third pillar of future slate is a Justice League family. A new league is built upon secret identities, even from each other, and includes the magic battling Justice League Dark. So Swamp Thing, the Teen Titans, the Green Lanterns, and a Suicide Squad all thrown together by Amanda Waller on Earth 3.
Whoa. Evil Earth.
The evil Earth.
Cool. Yeah. So is Amanda Waller evil in that Earth?
No, the good guys like are bad, and the bad guys are good. Okay. Check out, you can check out all the two dozen covers from Future Slate's books coming out January and February of 2021. So yeah, check those out. I got all my information from polygon.com.
A reputable source, if I say so myself.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I like Brian David Gilbert's videos.
I don't know, is that a guy on here?
On Polygon.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Susanna Polo wrote this article. You can find her at Nerd Gerhl. G-E-R-H-L.
Like Carol?
No. There's H's in Carol.
Oh, G-E-R-H-L. Gotcha.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
Oh, Nerd Girl.
Oh. I know spelling.
Oh, my God.
Girl. Because she couldn't get the other one, probably.
Yeah,
that's
the I was taken. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
And then also G-E-R-L and G-U-R-L.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this? You can tweet us at Escapist Comics. Maybe I'll respond.
Or I'm at Jacob S. Rubin.
Oh, yeah. Or I'm at Jezebel Boney.
Yes.
All of those things.
This isn't
available.
The end of the show, but we're just doing it now.
We're just doing it now. For your listening pleasure.
Do we want to talk about the Spider-Man rumors?
That's what I was going to next.
Great.
Cool.
Do we have an authoritative source on these Spider-Man rumors?
CBR.com.
Oh, super reputable.
Mm-hmm.
I just applied for a job with them, and I'm already shit-talking them on the podcast.
They won't hear this.
They probably won't.
Until they're like, what podcast is he on? Let's check his sources.
Right.
All right, this article is written by Justin Wong on CBR.com. Spider-Man 3, Doctor Strange could set up the MCU's Spider-Verse.
Yeah, so this has been bouncing around a lot. I've seen a lot of people who don't normally talk about comic book movie news talking about this. The idea that since we had Spider-Verse, which was many considered to be the best Spider-Man movie, I don't disagree with them, why not bring in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man of different universes? Uh-huh. Well, okay, one... We had this amazing Spider-Man multiple universes movie where they all look super different, and now we're going to have a Spider-Man where it's three brunette skinny men. All right.
I don't know. Tobey Maguire is looking a little chubby.
Okay. would he be the Peter B. Parker?
Yeah. Okay, that's what cool. I was thinking.
I mean, at this point, bring in Jake Johnson, who was the voice of Peter B. Parker in Spider-Verse, and have him be Spider-Man with that same like outlook on life.
What does he look like?
Did you watch New Girl?
Yes.
He's Nick.
Oh, Nick!
Yeah. The funniest character on that show.
Totally. Yeah.
And when I found out he was playing, he was doing the voice of, like, a washed-up Spider-Man, I'm like, that's perfect!
Totally.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who definitely used to be, like, super in shape and really athletic, and then just a whole bunch of stuff went wrong.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about doing a 3D Morales, a live-action Miles Morales.
Yeah.
But the other thing with that is, and if they did this, I would love it. I think it would be super cool. I hope that this happens. But the only news they have going off of this is a bunch of people say, wouldn't it be cool if that happened? And enough people have done that now they're running stories about it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it's happening.
But Sony hasn't denied it either.
Right.
But they also probably just want the hype.
Yeah, oh, totally. But then the problem is if they don't do this now, mm-hmm. then it'll be sort of disappointing.
It will be.
Yeah.
But also, they're going to have the Spider-Man 3 problem. And when I say Spider-Man 3, I mean Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3 problem. Sure. Where too many things are going to happen
right.
in one movie. Now, with an animated movie like Spider-Verse, you can make that work.
Mm-hmm.
And animation has such... You can just do so many things with the animation. But when you have actual actors...
You got to give them all... They all got to get their stuff in.
Exactly. And it's going to be... come too clogged
mm-hmm.
like in Spider-Man 3 where I was just like, oh crap, here's another villain.
We got Venom and Sandman and Green Goblin.
Exactly.
And Mary Jane and Gwen Stacy.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And it became too crowded and Sam Raimi didn't have enough time to, he's such a good director, but he didn't have enough time
and
for
he didn't
want to
do Venom.
He did not want to do Venom.
They made him do it.
Exactly.
So.
And if Venom wasn't in that movie, it would have been a better movie.
Yeah, definitely.
And especially, also Sandman wasn't the burglar.
And also if they hadn't cast Topher Grace.
Topher.
Like, think about if they'd cast Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that you have to have liked the Tom Hardy Venom movie, but no. He would have been a much better Venom in that context.
Yeah, except for that voice. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
the thing with this is, like, and I have heard that sometimes movie companies will leak rumors to see what people think.
Oh, for sure.
But the problem is no one's against this idea.
No.
And, like, I think that the confirmation of Jamie Foxx, which is confirmed,
yes,
lends credence to the theory that this would be happening because it'd be weird for them to reboot a villain.
Yeah.
But with the same actor and not, like, have it be like, oh, he jumped through the portal and now Andrew Garfield's here, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't think it's a bad idea. I just think that, like, there's not nearly enough evidence for me to believe this is actually happening.
No.
On a similar note, this is something that you don't know about yet, but this is something that Robert and I discussed yesterday.
Okay.
We were talking about, will Star Fox ever be in a Marvel movie?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, if it was going to happen, it probably would have happened by now, right?
I assume.
Because he's Thanos' brother.
Right.
He's Thanos' straight up, not even half sibling. They're full-blooded siblings. He's played an integral role in many a Thanos story. And he's kind of the anti-Thanos in that he loves things and he can make people fall in love with him and he has like pheromone control, but also has like Eternals powers. He can fly around and shoot beams, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So we're like, if they were going to do it, they would have had it happen in relation to Thanos. Why wouldn't they do it?
But Eternals.
Right. So. Right. So then I decided to Google Star Fox and read up on him to see if, like, maybe he's been in a TV show. Maybe, you know, maybe they have incorporated him in some way.
Yeah.
The introductory paragraph, this is as of yesterday, so maybe it's been taken down. You guys can check and tell me if it's not there anymore. Introductory paragraph says he will be in the new Eternals movie played by Harry Styles.
What?
So, the important thing about that sentence,
uh-huh.
there was no hyperlinks in that sentence. You know, normally if you see that, you'd be able to click the name Harry Styles and go to his page.
All right.
That wasn't there. Okay. There was no citation to an article confirming this. No, nothing. I read the rest of the article, scrolled around, searched for the word Harry Styles. It's not mentioned anywhere else in the article. Then I Googled Harry Styles Star Fox. Apparently, there's two pieces of evidence that lead people to believe that he could be in this movie.
Okay.
One, he was in Dunkirk.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he's in another romantic comedy coming out later this year that I don't remember.
Yeah.
And someone said it's his second movie ever. That movie will be his second movie ever. His first movie since Dunkirk.
Okay.
Then a podcaster who knows Harry Styles and interviewed him retweeted it and said it'll be his second movie if you count the Marvel movie he's in that nobody knows about. That's the only person who said anything like this explicitly. I don't remember the name of this person. Then... somebody went through Harry Styles' Instagram, saw who he was following. He's following Richard Madden and, I don't remember the name, but she's another actress who will be in...
Eternals?
Who will be in Eternals. So he's following two of them on Instagram, and apparently they're pretty recent Instagram follows. So that's it.
That's it.
And because of that, there are now, I'm not exaggerating, a dozen stories on different, not exactly reputable,
right.
Comic book news sites saying, Harry Styles is going to play Star Fox. This is crazy. Nothing about this has to do with Star Fox. I guess if you had to pick a Marvel character that he looks the most like that hadn't already been in a movie, you could say Star Fox.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
That's bizarre.
And I don't know why, but a lot of people are like, Harry Styles is Star Fox confirmed. That is why I don't look at this and go, oh, of course, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
Right.
Because shit like this gets picked up all the time.
Yeah.
Am I against Harry Styles as Star Fox? No.
But weird.
But weird.
Really weird.
And like the idea of him being in Eternals and completely stripped of his Thanos connotation is a little odd.
That is odd.
But I guess they did Ultron without Hank Pym, so...
But why wouldn't Thanos be in Eternals.
Oh, I guess it is like a flashback.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they can make him young.
Yeah, young. Keep Josh Brolin.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah,
just have him be more like, this is something that Robert said, just don't make him so huge. Just have him be like thin Josh Brolin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the get the guy from the first Captain America movie. He needs work.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that Eternals movie. I just want to see bulked up
Kumail. Yeah.
It's so creepy. It looks like him. Because I've seen pictures, right?
Of course, yeah.
And it literally looks like they just stuck his head on a different body.
Doesn't look right.
It doesn't look right.
Well, I was
it's
watching.
Weird.
I mean,
he took steroids for sure.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
He did.
The leaked photo. I don't recall seeing any. Not that I'm looking, but I don't recall seeing any shirtless Kumail Nanjiani photos since that.
Right.
But he's talked a lot about how he's working out, and most of the time you see him with a shirt on, and that was like around the new year, and then suddenly all the comedians were like, wait, we can be funny and go to the gym, and then a bunch of comics went to the gym.
Right.
But how funny would it be if that movie comes out and the shirt's on the whole time?
It would be very funny.
So, so, so funny.
Yeah. It's not gonna be.
No, they're gonna figure it out.
But still weird.
Yeah. Still unnerving.
Yeah.
Because, like, we see him with a shirt off in, Big Sick.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's well, I guess there's at least 2 years in between that.
I mean, there's been interviews with other, like stars, celebrities, and they're like, mm-hmm. they take steroids.
Sure.
They can't.
Nobody, or something. And Photoshop. Something. Yeah, and,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You know. Oh, and in makeup.
And makeup and lighting and there's all this stuff. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see him with a shirt off and that'll be fun for everyone.
I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then also.
Oh, and they wax his body, too.
And also Richard, Jon Snow and Robb Stark are both in it. They'll probably pop their shirts off.
Robb Stark's in it, too?
Yeah, he's playing Icarus. He's like the lead, basically. Oh. Richard Madden.
Oh. I thought Kumail was the lead.
No, he's playing, I forget the name of the character he's playing, but he's like one of the Eternals that's been on Earth the whole time. You know that Marvel's not brave enough to have a lead of color. Like,
I thought they would finally.
They did one once. We get one.
We get one and that's it.
And then he died. Then so that is it. Is that really it? Oh, and then Shang-Chi's about to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. The Black Panther will be back. It'll just be Shuri.
It'll be Shuri, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're all guessing that anyways. That's but, what, and all of my Shuri number ones are gone now, so yeah.
Another,
everyone's guessing.
Another big, heavy rumor that I think people have accepted as fact.
Yeah, and that Disney has to do it now.
Or something, yeah. I mean, like, I hope that the movie isn't, you know, they can have the movie be about her and the leader of the Dora Milaje.
Yeah.
You know, essentially the female lead in the movie.
Michonne.
No. Is that Michonne?
Yeah.
That's the same actress?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, I'm having issues today.
Okay. Well, if you listen to the podcast, yell it really loud.
Yeah, yell it really loud because we're all terrible people.
Yeah.
Yep. Furiosa. Let's talk about that really quick.
Oh, too. Yeah.
It's been announced finally. So, George... is gonna do his.
Oh, Danai Gurira.
Danai, thank you.
Oh, she was. Okay, yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know, she looks super
she
different.
She looks so different.
I know, she's really good at that, like, chameleon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I hope she gets more work.
She also is a playwright.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and she directs her own plays.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I also hope we get.
She's also on Walking Dead still.
The Dora Milaje versus Zombies.
Still on?
Yeah, that's crazy. Ugh, also, Grey's Anatomy.
That is still on?
Yeah. They're filming right now. A season about COVID.
No, they're not.
They are.
Oh, my God.
They're on set.
Sorry, really quick, because that show reminds me of this. I was watching the news, and they're still filming soap operas.
Yeah.
But they can't film The Kiss, so they've just been using mannequins.
That's amazing.
Best thing ever.
That's so funny.
And they look like mannequins.
Ugh. Well, can't they, like, put those actors in a bubble or something, like the NBA?
I mean, they could.
Yeah.
But they don't.
I'd imagine that's how they're doing
expensive.
A lot of... Because I talked to a few people who are working on sets right now, and, like, they're really keeping... The actors are, like, being kept super careful. They're getting tested every other day.
Yeah. Archie is one of them, Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
They're doing that. They're all in a bubble.
Sure.
And they had to gargle with mouthwash for 3 minutes before their kiss scenes.
Oh, so they've decided we're doing the kisses. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. They're just still doing the kisses. But they're in a bubble, and they're, like... gargling with mouthwash
and
yet
guess,
which still
they had whatever. To cancel Glow, which really sucks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess they couldn't get their precautions together in time or something.
Yeah, or people didn't want to be in a bubble.
Maybe. It is a big cast, and it is a very physical show.
Yeah.
So I get it. I am still just really bummed.
Yeah.
Because that's, of all the shows we've listed...
Netflix didn't want to shell out the money.
They already paid all the actors.
That's so stupid, though.
Yeah, like, they should have just, like, I mean...
Well, that's why they're going to do the movie, right?
That's not confirmed, but all the actors want to do it. I'm worried that some of them will insist on getting paid for that, too. But I hope that it's just like, we already paid you, so now we're just going to do a movie, wrap everything up. Which I think is probably a good... I don't know if we talked about this in the previous episode. I think that's a good idea, because too much crazy shit happened in the third season. Uh-huh. It went a little off the rails. And I was... knowing that the season four was going to be the final season, I think that they were still have plenty of time to go off the rails. Let's just give us a straightforward thing. We don't need to have a Melrose plot. We don't need to have a beat down Biddy's plot. Let's just keep it simple. Close it out. Ruth becomes WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Great.
Cool.
The Rock's in it. Great.
Right. All right. So the spinoff for Furiosa.
Right, yes.
Is in the works. George Miller is still going to be directing. I don't know how that guy's still alive, but he is.
I just found this out. Did you know that Fury Road was considered a box office failure because it didn't make enough money?
It didn't?
It made its budget back well over,
uh-huh.
And it made a lot of money. But they projected it would make a lot more money, and it didn't.
Holy shit. Yeah. Well, that's why they did all those extra releases, right?
Maybe. That makes sense.
They sold a shit ton of those, like, black and white DVDs.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. If you haven't watched the black and white version, watch it.
That's cool.
Or rent it or whatever. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And now it's in the same, again, I was just reading this on Wikipedia, in the same entry where they talk about how it was considered a box office failure, the same paragraph says it's now largely considered to be one of the best action films of all time. Yeah. And easily one of the best films of the 2010s.
All right.
And it won a bunch of Oscars, right? Didn't it win, like, a bunch of technical awards?
Yeah, technical awards, special effects, because they're all real special effects.
It's all real.
All real, yeah.
Why don't more movies do this?
Because it's expensive.
I guess.
It's more expensive, I guess, at this point to do that than to do some shit on the computer.
But it gives you... Oh, well, of course. But, like, it gives you so much prestige. Like, think about how...
And it'll always look real.
Yeah.
Which is... Because it is!
Think about how Marvel, or the big studios, Disney, Fox, Warner Brothers probably, were all like, we should have a Best Popular Movie Award at the Oscars because these movies are making so much money, getting so much attention, but they're not getting, like, any, like, awards.
Right.
And it's like, but you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you could do whatever you... What's the problem? Oh, no. I just spat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you have a mask on.
Oh, right. So why, yeah, if they did more things technically, then they could win all the awards for that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Although, yeah. I guess I don't want to see Thanos done with practical effects. That looked like the Ninja Turtles movie from the 90s.
It really would, yeah. Yeah, some things we don't need to see practical.
Right.
But, like, horror movies, I want to see practical effects.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things.
If you're not showing much, which you shouldn't in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like Jaws.
Right, Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exorcist style things I definitely want to see with practice. I don't want to see fake blood. I want to see real blood. You know what I mean? I don't want to see CG blood.
Oh, okay. It was like, you want to, like, go to the blood bag?
Yeah. Like, no, I want them to put pig's blood all over.
We're going to spray you guys with some AB positive. If that's your type, great. No, like, this is a freebie.
Walking Dead is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
They use CG blood on a lot of, like, their zombie kills.
Sure.
Like, to spray blood out. And it looks like shit.
Mm-hmm. And it will eventually look more like shit. Jurassic Park looks great, except for the parts where it doesn't.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Greg Nicotero, who was, you know, Walking Dead for years, he used a ton of practical effects, but then they would have to go over CG stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it just looks like shit.
Even, like, I was watching a YouTube video about Shrek.
Yeah.
And, like, even though Shrek is entirely CG, it's not trying to look realistic, it's a cartoon,
yeah.
the textures still look sort of, like, unnerving. Like, I want him to go in and, like, keep the movie exactly the same, shot for shot, but, like, just sort of smooth it out and make everyone look kind of nicer.
Yeah. Jurassic Park, too.
The first Toy Story.
Yep. Yeah.
The toys look fine.
Yeah.
But the humans are, like, disturbing.
Best scene in Jurassic Park is the Tyrannosaurus Rex because it's real.
Because it's real.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the guy in the runs into the toilet.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they actually have some great stuff you read about Jurassic Park where that Tyrannosaurus Rex actually malfunctioned, the real one, and almost killed a few of the crew members.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
That's cool.
That's a little scary.
Right.
Back to Furiosa.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so Chris Hemsworth.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I thought it was Anna. Anya Taylor-Joy.
Right.
And
Yahya
Abdul-Mateen,
right.
The second.
Oh, right. I always forget about that.
So they're all going to be starring in this. I'm so glad that George Miller is directing it again.
Yep.
Again, I still can't believe he's alive. How old is he? Is he
he's 90? Got it. He's definitely in the 70s, at least.
I thought he was like 90-something.
Because the first Mad Max came out in like early 80s.
70s?
Fuck, really?
Maybe his 80s. Maybe, yeah, it's probably like 81, 3? I'm just thinking of the cars.
I'm Googling.
Yeah. I'm really bad with that.
Yeah. Mad Max 2 is 1981, so Mad Max the first one, 1979, yeah.
Okay. I should trust my instincts.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, this is 22 years.
But the first one was, like, super bare bones. This isn't really what this franchise is going to be.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the second one where it was really like, this is...
Well, I think the first one's so good, though.
Yeah.
It's like a chase, though, the whole movie.
Yeah, but it feels like they had to... In the same way that... Well, actually, this isn't fair at all, a fair comparison. I was going to compare it to Clerks and Mallrats. It's like, here's what we can do with a budget, but Clerks is a better film than Mallrats.
I was
going
to compare it
way.
To Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're almost the same movie, pretty much.
Oh, Mad Max and Road Warrior?
No, Evil Dead.
Oh, no. I heard that. It's essentially a remake.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Evil Dead 2 just had a bigger budget.
Yeah.
But there's different stuff in the script, too.
Mm-hmm.
They take the tree rape out, which is good.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
hardcore.
Did they both have the ending that leads in Army of Darkness?
No.
Okay.
No, not quite.
Okay.
You should watch them.
I should.
Yeah. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Talk about like a lesson in practical effects, too.
Oh, cool.
Holy shit. It's Sam Raimi is the master of that. It's amazing. I mean, he had no budget. I think the first one was made for like $10,000.
Really?
Something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's amazing.
That's
it was like
cool.
a student budget.
That's crazy.
And also, Bruce Campbell is amazing in it. Yeah, so Furiosa, I'm super excited about that. I think it's going to be really, really good. Takes place, how many years before? I think 22 years is what they say.
22 years before Fury Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like maybe during the first Mad Max.
Is that how long it's supposed to be?
I don't know.
I thought it was like way after.
Well, how old is Max? How much time passed between Thunderdome and Fury Road?
It's a different character.
No, it's still Max Rakatani.
It is?
Yeah, they say, and like the girl was apparently alluding to like an idea that, or George Miller said that it is.
Oh, I thought
Mel
it was
Gibson's
a whole
character.
Different character.
No, it's him.
Oh. Okay.
And it takes place after, and yeah, it's...
Oh.
I mean, enough time passed between Thunderdome and Furio that he's like, we really have to make it accessible for everyone.
Oh, I thought they were different characters. It was just the same universe.
It's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I thought their both names were just Max. Just
I mean,
a common
no reason
name
not.
In the future.
Yeah. since I didn't see... I only saw the first one.
Okay.
And then I watched Fury Road, so that girl that he keeps seeing, like, in his visions or whatever, I assume that was a reference to, I assumed Thunderdome, because that was the most recent movie.
Oh.
But.
That movie's not very good.
Oh, okay.
The only good thing about it is Tina Turner.
Right.
Yeah.
And, Master Blaster.
Master Blaster. Nope. any other news we want to report about? You have anything coming up? In the future?
I'm moving to a new city.
Well, that doesn't count.
But, yeah, no, I don't have any...
No more plugs?
Oh, I've been doing more stuff with the Super Trash Brothers lately.
Okay.
It's a Twitch stream that is currently bi-coastal. They have New York and San Francisco representation, and hopefully soon Los Angeles. A few of us are... Two that I know of are already in L.A., and then I'll be going down there, too. So we're going to start doing... And they stream most days of the week. Different games. So if you like Smash Bros. Or War Groove, every Thursday is Thursday, where we invite another streamer and we play like some different sort of game. Like we've done Jackbox and what do you call it? We just did our first D&D session, which was pretty cool. You can go check that out.
It's all on Twitch.
It's all on Twitch. Yes, right. twitch.tv/SuperTrashBros.
Mm-hmm.
It's video games with drinking jaw rules. So the first jaw rules that you have to call them jaw rules.
Jaw rules. All right.
Otherwise, you take a drink.
Check out
Super Trash Bros.
Witches just got re-released on HBO, too.
Oh, The World Doll?
Yeah, but then they remade it with Anne Hathaway.
Right.
Talk about, like, a difference between practical. So, Jim Henson did the effects for...
Oh, word?
For the original Witches with Angelica Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all CG in the new Anne Hathaway. I don't know. I might watch it just to, like, make fun of it.
Sure.
Compare it to the old one. But, like, hard pass. Like, watch the original with Angelica Houston. Like, you're really going to compare the two? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just...
It's old. Anne Hathaway?
It's Anne Hathaway.
Well, I'm not against a lot of Roald Dahl movies because I like Roald Dahl a lot.
Yeah.
And also, like, a lot of the original adaptations of his stuff changed the story a lot, and then they make new ones that either, like, change it in a different way or are more accurate or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like it might not be... Unless they're trying to recapture the magic, pun intended, of the first one. But I think if they're just like, would you want to do the book again? It could be good. Charlie, the Tim Burton Charlie and the Chocolate Factory wasn't as bad as I thought it was the first time I saw it.
Ugh. That was so creepy.
Yeah, but it has its charm, and it the fact that it goes into Wonka's backstory was unnecessary, but, like, you know, not bad.
I guess.
His dad's a dentist. Yeah.
Why? Why?
Because it's like...
But that's not from the book.
That's not from the book at all. It's a wholesale Tim Burton creation, but, like, it's not bad. Yeah. It's bad because it's not in the book, but it's not bad. Like, if it was just a movie on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I worry about the witches is that it's not going to be as creepy and, like, weird because it doesn't have all the cool Jim Henson creations. And, like, they're going to take a lot of the scary stuff out because they're going to be like, it's for kids. And it's like,
yeah,
but it's like, you know, I saw The Witches when I was a kid in theaters.
Super creepy.
That movie scared the crap out of me.
They're all so disgusting looking.
Yeah. Well, and also what scared me the most was the moving pictures. So she would, like, because she put the kids in the pictures, the paintings. And so she would, like, tap on them and be like, oh, she's still... It actually gives me, like, the creeps just thinking about it still. It was so scary.
There's a big change they did between the book and that movie. And that's in the end of the book, he stays a rat.
Yeah.
And then the movie, they're like, no, we want to have a happy ending.
We have to turn him back into the boy.
So I wonder if this new movie will keep him a rat. Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for today, Jacob. Good luck in LA.
Thank you. Well, we might even record another episode before I move, so because I'm not planning on moving until November 1st.
Okay, well, fine.
Yeah. But yeah, in case we don't, thank you for the good luck, for the good luck wishes, and it's been great being back.
Yeah.
And we don't know that the podcast is going to stop, so assume that it won't. Fair listener, keep downloading.
Yeah, keep downloading.
Yeah. Maybe you'll hire another stand-up comedian performer who wants to be on this podcast.
God, I hope not. Rate and subscribe us. I always forget to say that.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe. Tell your friends.
Yeah. And definitely 5-star us.
Yeah.
We appreciate the reviews.
We love those.
Yep.
Oh, and my other podcast, Boo to a Goose.
Oh, yeah. New episode this week?
No, we're going to record it tonight, so it'll be a little bit
late. What are you doing? What word?
We haven't decided yet. I really want to... We're probably going to do langer, which is an Irish term for drunk person.
Mm.
So that might come up.
Langer.
Langer. Yeah.
Langer.
It's in a Pogue song. They refer to someone as being a langer.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a traditional song that the Pogues covered, but yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Have a good episode.
Good luck with the store.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. 39 Claire Wananu. Give us your money. Give us the money.
We want money. All right. Have a good day, everybody.
This has been the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
Jessica Balboni.
I got to do the outro. Good night.